The Tigers have just finished their 2002 season, and I've just finished my baseball broadcasting career. And it's time to say goodbye, but I think goodbyes are sad, and I'd much rather say hello. Hello to a new adventure. I'm not leaving, folks. I'll still be with you, living my life in Michigan, my home state, surrounded by family and friends. And rather than goodbye, please allow me to say thank you. Thank you for letting me be part of your family. Thank you for taking me with you to that cottage up north, to the beach, the picnic, your workplace, and your backyard. Thank you for sneaking your transistor under the pillow as you grew up loving the Tigers. Now, I might have been a small part of your life, but you've been a very large part of mine, and it's my privilege and honor to share with you the greatest game of all. Now, God has a new adventure for me, and I'm ready to move on. So I leave you with a deep sense of appreciation for your long-time loyalty and support. I thank you very much, and God bless all of you.
This is an open letter to Ernie Harwell. Dear Ernie, 53 years ago, I followed you into Brooklyn. 20 years ago, I followed you into the Hall of Fame. And our relationship has only been perfect. Baseball is so much richer for having you all these years and poorer for losing you. Sincerely yours, with love and affection, Vin Scully.
Hi, Ernie. Nice to see you and congratulations on your retirement. You deserve it. I tell you, you've been one of the icons in the history of the game of baseball, and I feel very privileged to have been able to get to know you way back when you were doing Oriole baseball, going to your home and seeing the sporting news you had there, the history of the game, meeting your twins, and it's been a good role, and I tell you, you're going to enjoy your retirement a great deal, and I'm just privileged to be a part of baseball with you. Thank you.
Hi, Ernie. This is your old buddy, Tramp. I know you're retiring from your broadcast booth, but we all know this is just a semi-retirement. Hope the best for you and Lulu in the coming years. There's one phrase that's used quite often, you're the best. But in your case, Ernie, you simply are the best. We're going to miss you. All of baseball and all Tiger fans are going to miss you. Ernie, best of luck.
Mr. Harwell, this is Derek Jeter of the New York Yankees. I just want to congratulate you on your retirement. And from someone who grew up listening to you, you will be greatly missed.
Ernie, I can't tell you how much I'm going to miss you. I go back, like few other people anymore left in baseball, to the old New York Giants when Ernie Harwell used to be in the booth. But what I'm going to miss most of all is the visits in the clubhouse, the visit in the dugout, being able to talk with the old Hall of Famer and just talk about life. You're such a wonderful human being. There's plenty more gas left in the tank, my man, and I hope you make a visit from time to time. We're going to miss you.
Hello, Ernie. I'll be so glad to have you home soon to help me in the garden with getting rid of the old vegetable garden and making a new one and planting some new roses. It makes me think of how many times I've had to be alone. And I want to thank the fans for giving you back to spend the time with me. Hurry up and get home, Ernie.
William Ernest Harwell began his broadcasting career in Atlanta, Georgia in 1940. From 1948 to 2002, he called over 8,000 baseball games and in 1981 received the greatest honor of them all, induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame. From Jackie Robinson and Pee Wee Reese, Willie Mays and Bobby Thompson, to Leo DeRocher and Sparky Anderson, Ernie painted a picture of baseball unlike any other.
Baseball is the president tossing out the first ball of the season and a scrubby schoolboy playing catch with his dad on the Mississippi farm. A tall, thin old man waving a scorecard from the corner of his dugout. That's baseball. And so is a big, fat guy with a bulbous nose running home one of his 714 home runs. There's a man in Mobile who remembers that Hannes Wagner hit a triple in Pittsburgh 46 years ago. That's baseball. And so is a scout reporting that a 16-year-old pitcher in Cheyenne is the coming Walter Johnson. Baseball is a spirited race of man against man, reflex against reflex, a game of inches. Every skill is measured. Every heroic, every failing is seen and cheered or booed and then becomes a statistic. In baseball, democracy shines its clarity. The only race that matters is the race of the bag. The creed is a rule book, and color merely something to distinguish one team's uniform from another. Baseball is a rookie, his experience no bigger than the lump in his throat as he begins fulfillment of his dream. And it's a veteran, too, a tired old man of 35, hoping that those aching muscles can pull him through another sweltering August and September. Nicknames of baseball, names like Zeke and Pie and Kai Kai and Home Run and Cracker and Dizzy and Dazzy. Baseball is the clear, cool eyes of Rogers Hornsby, the flashing spikes of a Ty Cobb, and an overage pixie named Rabbit Moranville. Baseball, just a game, as simple as a ball and batting, yet as complex as the American spirit it symbolizes. A sport, a business, sometimes almost even religion. While the fairy tale of Willie Mays making a brilliant World Series catch and then dashing off to play stickball in the streets with his teenage pals. That's baseball. So is the husky voice of a doomed Lou Gehrig saying, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of this earth. Baseball is cigar smoke, hot roasted peanuts, the sporting news, ladies' day, down in front. Take me out to the ball game and the Star Spangled Banner. And baseball is a tongue-tied kid from Georgia growing up to be an announcer and praising the Lord for showing him the way to Cooperstown. This is a game for America. Still a game for America, this baseball. Thank you.